We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Certainly a lot of things very much different this Memorial Day, and this has been the case since pretty much St. Patrick's Day because of the COVID-19 pandemic. And joining us to talk about a Clarence version of events, Chrissy Casilio-Bloom, joining us with the Clarence Veterans Memorial. She is the chair for that. Chrissy, good morning. How are things?
Good morning, Randy. How are you?
Well, hanging in there. Now, how have you been able to kind of muddle through during all these goings-on? Married now, a couple of kids, and has that been difficult, keeping everybody on board with the program of staying socially distant and all?
You know, I'm very fortunate that my kids are pretty young. They're 2 and 4, so they don't entirely know what's going on, but either way, I think sometimes they can pick up on the sense of stress of everything going on.
Yeah, no doubt.
You forgot to mention, by the way, in my intro about me being your favorite intern.
Favorite intern? Is that what you said? Yeah, I'm going to have some trouble with that because I'm actually conversing via Facebook with another one who might claim that title as well. But you were more personally one of our interns because you recently worked here in the newsroom as as our intern. The other person actually worked out of the office. Anyway, that's really getting far afield. You are here to talk to us about what is going on in conjunction with the Clarence Rotary Club as far as how Clarence is putting together some kind of Memorial Day remembrance, honoring ceremony. Maybe it'd be better if I just let you explain it.
Yes. So the Clarence has had a Memorial Day parade for 30 years, held and organized by the American Legion Post 838. Unfortunately, many of those members are in the most vulnerable population in regards to this COVID virus. So they felt it was best to cancel and not put their members at risk, but also not put the community at risk, because we normally all line up on Main Street and Clarence and gather in large crowds, and we have to be more careful this year. So the Clarence Rotary Club, in conjunction with the Clarence Citizens for Veterans, decided to take the parade on the road. There were several reasons behind this. First and foremost, we can't forget what Memorial Day is all about, and that is to honor our fallen. And although the American Legion are still going to have their special ceremonies to honor the fallen, we wanted to come together as a community and honor them together and, in a way, celebrate how these people that gave the ultimate sacrifice has given us what we have today, which is the best country in the world. Clarence, specifically, we have records back to 1812. We have 55 Clarence residents that were killed in action. 1812, we had 8. We lost the most in the Civil War, and then the most recent loss that we had was Captain Andrew Byers, who was a very dear friend of mine, high school classmate. He passed away, killed in action in Afghanistan in 2016. So we are doing this for our fallen, and if by chance we can bring up the spirits of the community and bring us together, then that would be another plus from this great event.
Well, you just touched on where I was going to go next and ask, what was your reason for helping out in this effort? Did it have everything to do with your classmate, or were you involved in this prior to that?
I will say that my classmate, Andrew Byers, is what inspired the Clarence Veterans Memorial, which is being overseen by the Clarence Rotary Club. But with doing that, we have had the pleasure of talking to so many veterans, so many community members, so many Gold Star families throughout this process of building the memorial, that it really gave us a heightened sense of appreciation for what Memorial Day represents and how important it is for our community to remember our fallen.
For this actual parade, what is the route?
That's a good question. So we have it's about 30 to 34 miles. Our route takes us to nearly every single neighborhood in Clarence. We try to map it where we would go through one road. Obviously, if we were to hit absolutely every single street in Clarence, we'd be going on this parade until Wednesday afternoon. But by at least trying to get through one road through most of the major neighborhoods in Clarence, it takes us about 30 to 34 miles. We are anticipating it to be about a two-hour parade from start to finish. We start at the Clarence Main Street Town Park, and then we go through, I don't know if you're familiar with the famous Clarence Hollow area, but we go through those neighborhoods, and then we go up through Clarence Center, hit some of our token neighborhoods such as Meadow Lake, Spalding Green, Pine Breeze, just a lot of the main neighborhoods within our neighborhood. So we have a route that has taken us through. Most unfortunately, we can't get to everybody, but we've tried our best to hit the most people that we can. And what we're doing is highly encouraging people to come out, stand in their front yards, and wave their American flags to show support for our fallen as we come through.
Yeah, very good idea. Now, for more, clarenceveteransmemorial.org/memorial-day. Is that correct?
So we have a link directly on the homepage for the Memorial Day Parade information. So if you just go to clarenceveteransmemorial.org, you can find a link right there to see the parade. With that, we have a map of the route, but we also have written directions so you can see the order of which streets that we're going on. And then from there, you can kind of get an estimate of what time will be in your area based on a two-hour route.
Very good. Hey, very much appreciate the efforts, and thanks for explaining what's going on.
I appreciate you having me on, and I miss working with you. I hope all is well.
So far, so good. I don't know about this producer guy I'm fixed up with, but we'll see. That's Chrissy Casilio-Bloom with the Clarence Veterans Memorial. And again, they do the forming up, Main Street, Clarence Town Park. This is coming up tomorrow at 11 a.m. And as she mentioned, it's going to be a couple of hours. So it'll be making its way in and around Greater Clarence.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.